afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. It's a good day here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. My co-host today, ending this week, and we have some announcements to make a little bit here in this first segment of the program. But for this week, Pastor Butch Paul is my co-host, and it's been a great week having him here, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Well, today is Friday, though, December 29th, 2017. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's just great today.
It is.
I think it warmed up a little bit.
Yeah, it probably made up about 30 degrees down here. Wow.
Well, maybe. I'm not quite sure where we're at right now. Well, hey, we're 31, so.
Wow, we can go swimming another degree.
Maybe. Heat wave. The heat wave is on. And
you know, we're laughing about this, but I have to tell you, you know, Trump really gave the global warming alarmist a hit. He tweeted out, in the East, it could be the coldest New Year's Eve on record. Perhaps we could use a little bit of that old global warming that in our country. And I thought, wow, he did a good job on that. But anyway, and North Carolina is experiencing a heating fuel shortage, which is going to mean fuel prices are going to skyrocket, especially with what's going on right now in the Middle East with the oil line being busted. But anyway, I know you want to cover other things first, but I thought it was interesting that Trump slammed him in the head again on that. And again, I'm not blowing Trump's horn here, Melody. I want you to understand that. But he has got a good point there. I wouldn't mind planting some palm trees, but go ahead.
Almost every conversation I had was, yeah, let's bring on some of that global warming. We got
Amen
it. We need
that.
It. And but for one thing I do want to say, folks, those of you who have outside dogs, and I know most of our listeners are very aware of dogs and are very concerned about them, but, you know, they post these headlines on some of these websites and so forth that just breaks your heart about animals and being out in the cold. And I even read there's one town here in Maryland, I believe, that they're trying to pass some sort of a local ordinance to where dogs can only be outside for 30 minutes. I mean, they have the same problems as humans do out in this extreme cold. So,
that's all we need, another law, just another law. But anyway, go ahead.
Another law here. I know, if you can't take care of your dog, but sometimes we forget, and sometimes folks think that because they have the hair that they do, that they're not as prone to the cold as humans, but they are. So sometimes folks need reminders. But anyway, I'm going to move on because we had a heck of a day in gold prices today. And we had gold, it pulled back a little bit, but we did close above 13. We're up $8.10 today at 1303.80. We had a high of 1308. So, as I said, it did pull back a little bit. Silver was up 9 cents today at 1703, and we had a high of 1720. Platinum was up a dollar at 932, and palladium was down 4 at 1064. The crude oil today was up 0.33 at 60.17. It's the first time it closed above 60 in 2.5 years. The USDX today was down 0.37 at 92.27. And let me go ahead and bring up my paper markets here. The Dow was pressured. Oh, that dropped like in the past 15 minutes, was down triple digits, 115 at 24,721. The NASDAQ was down 47, 6,903. The S&P was down 13 at 2,673. As I mentioned again, oil closed above $60. It's the highest level in 2.5 years. On this final trading day of 2017, and of course, the spike, as we just mentioned a little bit early ago. Hold on a second. These videos just start. you go to a website, it just scared the heck out of me. But anyway, oil prices closed at their highest level in 2.5 years, and it was driven by that pipeline explosion in Libya earlier in the week, and jeopardized output of about 100,000 barrels a day. And they still haven't announced the cause of the blast. So you had crude oil prices, U.S. crude oil prices, that spiked about 1% today. And it's been the highest close since June of 2015. So it was an interesting day in the markets for a last day of trading. I did think they'd get the Dow closed above 25,000 for either Christmas or New Year's, but they were short, and I don't think you're going to have any rebound. You might have a little bit of a rebound come Tuesday when traders get back to business. You know, it's been light trading all week long, and next week when they get back, you might see some strange adjustments in various areas of the markets. But I think we're on track. I think it's going to be an exciting year.
Well, let me ask you this, Billy. Why do you think the market was down and gold was up so much and precious metals were up so much? What do you think sparked that?
A little bit of everything. It's a little bit of everything. And again, I think we have low volume, which has a tendency to distort markets a little bit. You have oil. You have the increase of oil. You have, the system's just is out of whack. And see the markets change today, or to show what they've done today, really shouldn't be out of the ordinary, because I do believe these markets are going to correct. Now, is this the beginning of the trend to where we're going to see pressure on the paper markets and gold continuing to rise? I mean, we know gold is been suppressed. We know it's been manipulated to these lower levels that it should be trading much, much higher. And it really doesn't make sense, because it shows that on the fear and greed index, it shows that it's holding at about a neutral, which is about 54 points. But when you look at consumer confidence that was just reported this month at a 17-year high, the two really don't go in, you know, together. So, you know, there's difficulties out there.
Well, it's interesting, you know, when you compare, we look at gold and you say, well, it's over 1,300, and that's a huge increase for one day. But compared to what it was 20 years ago, gold is and silver both are far, far outreaching anything else that's available to anybody, period. You put your money in the bank, you have nothing out of that. You stock markets are a gamble, and they're up and down like a yo-yo. But gold and silver up and down combined, still on a regular basis, outperforming anything else percentage-wise, hugely outperforming anything else percentage-wise.
I mean, you have a lot of things going on in the Middle East. I mean, you've had, we talked about Israel and the U.S. Making deals against Iran, or how they're going to handle Iran, and there's more talk of war with North Korea. And I mean, there's you have pressure on the dollar. The dollar is falling, and so you just can't continue the markets the way we have been and not have some sort of we all know everything's in a bubble. We know where the debt bubble is the biggest bubble ever, and the one thing that bubbles do is they break. You know, they're not sustained.
Oh, yes.
You know, that they don't go on, they don't go higher, they don't come back and go higher, they break. And usually a crisis is created each time a bubble is broken. So we definitely know we talk about the bond market. And that's one area of the topic of discussion, bonds, we're going to start getting into beginning next year with the Financial Survival Program. A lot of people are holding bonds in their IRA accounts, holding bonds in their 401s, holding bonds in their retirement accounts. And I think this is something people need to be a little more aware of than just people running around saying that it's a bubble about to break. So we'd like to bring that into discussion, topic of discussion next year, and find out where we really are. And it's going to be a very exciting year next year.
I think so. I think it's going to be exciting and maybe a little bit scary at times. But, I've listened to you over a lot of years, Melody, and I've watched you work, and I've seen what you've been saying, and along with other precious metals dealers. But you've been the most steadfast one in the bunch, and I have watched. I truly have. But you've been saying the same thing over and over, and it's true, and it is going to happen hugely, happen in the future, that the bubble's going to bust. And people who have nothing tangible, nothing in their hands, going to end up with a great big pile of nothing. But when it all comes down, it's going to be a palace of paper. Nothing left. Nothing to grasp onto.
One thing that we can always look to tell us what the future holds is history. Yes. We always look back to see what the future gives us. And time again, it doesn't matter when, how long ago, since the beginning, you know, for thousands and thousands of years, you know, there's similarities at various points in times, and we can bring it into modern day with various countries around the world. As fiat currencies will break, and they their value diminishes, inflation increases, and people end up holding nothing but worthless paper.
Well, wouldn't you say the only thing saved America from this happening 40, 50 years ago was the petrodollar? That's the only thing that saved us. We've made a deal with the Middle East to back our dollar with the oil. If it weren't for that, I can't imagine our dollar would have lasted this long, because it's nothing. It's a fiat currency. And the only thing that made it valuable at that time is actually oil prices. And now that's been withdrawn. It has to come down. Fiat currencies, folks, if you're talking about history, read it for yourself, please. I am a pastor. I'm a Christian. But I learn all these things because it is what we're to do as pastors and just people that are trying to learn the truth. Fiat currencies are very short-lived in most cases. Americans have been blessed to have a better, I guess you could say, a government that's better conniving to keep the dollar up by doing things like the petrodollar, making deals to keep it back by something. But I do believe, from what I've read and seen, that if it were not for the petrodollar, our dollar would collapse 30 years ago, maybe more. What's your opinion on that?
Actually, it was really the fiat dollar that equaled the petrodollar, or created the petrodollar.
Right, exactly.
And then
right.
we continue on to the amount of debt that they were able to create. So if we would have stayed on the gold standard, there wouldn't be the petrodollar, and we wouldn't have the amount of debt that we have.
That's right.
And so it really does go back to the beginning. And if we go back to basics, but we can't get to basics until we have a readjustment of our system.
That readjustment is going to hurt.
Going to hurt.
No matter how they do it now, it's going to hurt. If they go back to a sound financial system, a sound monetary system, that means the bubble is going to bust around it. And that's going to hurt, because a lot of people have invested in nothing but paper, Melody. And if they go back to something backed by gold, what's going to make a paper dollar worth?
And the thing of it is, with all the debt that they are carrying, they don't have anything. They don't have anything that's real. They don't even have anything to sell to help themselves out of the predicaments that they put themselves in. Earlier today, I was watching a brief, statement by Trump when he was with the, I'm not sure if it was the latest discussion with the Chinese president or the earlier one from last year, but he was talking about the currencies, and he's talking about the trade currencies. It's all going to be equal. Well, what do you think he meant by that? You know, what he meant by is somehow currencies are going to have to either be one, either we're all going to trade in the same currency, or what I've always believed and said, I'm not sure how it would be done or to the percentage, they already have a basket of currencies, so they'd be taking the basket of currencies, maybe adding in more currencies, and adding gold to it. Gold will be a main player in the world arena for trade. That's the only way they can equalize the currencies, the global currencies, and to keep the manipulation from various countries to benefit their exports. So that's the only way I see that can be done. Either they'll usher in a world currency, but still has to be backed. Somehow, some way, gold will play a very important part. And then we have to talk about our domestic currencies. And I'm not quite sure how that's going to play out.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But
I don't know how it's going to be. Maybe it'll be a world currency that will trade worldwide.
There'll be a trade unit, yeah.
Yes, yes. And maybe there'll be a dollar here and a peso in Mexico, but it'll be the world currency that does a trade worldwide. You explain to us. You're the expert here.
Well, no, I mean, it's very simple. They have the basket of currencies now to equal their values, and they would balance it out by putting gold in there to stabilize. That's gold is the only thing that will stabilize the values of these currencies, and that's how global trade, you know, countries amongst countries would trade, maybe multinational corporations. Now, how it comes to domestic currencies is something different. I'm not sure, you know, if they'll just replace the dollar. I'm not sure if they'll just revalue the dollar. I'm not quite sure what they will do. But a reset is coming somehow, some way, in some form.
Well, Gene,
the only thing that will
go ahead.
The only thing that will protect people from being affected by this reset will be gold and silver.
Absolutely.
It's the only way.
What that's going to be worth when that happens if you have some on hand? Can you imagine what that could go to? And I don't know if it's going to be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I don't know, but whoever is in possession of the item that backs the wealth is going to be wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. And the only tangible thing left will be gold and silver. That's the only thing that has been for 6,000 years. Why should it change now?
And it's not going to change. And we've been running specials all month long on Silver Eagles. I did some online comparisons. We have the lowest price that I was able to find. So we got great pricing, free shipping on Silver Eagles, 20+. And we're just about heading into a break, and I do have an announcement to make, and I wanted to tell the listeners that I'm going to be leaving after this segment, and Pastor Butch Paul is going to have the two segments all by himself. Can you handle that?
I believe I'll do my best.
Can you handle that? But first of all, I just want to say I can hardly believe that this program, Financial Survival, and Todd, if you're listening, if you can hold the music until I'm finished with this, I'd appreciate it. I can hardly believe this program is entering into our 24th year. 24 years on the radio. And I have mixed feelings with this announcement, but my co-host for these past 5 years, Alfred Adask, has retired from Financial Survival. And even before co-hosting this program, I supported Al for almost 9 years, a total of 14 years if you include the 5 years with Financial Survival. So I'm sure Al will be missed by many, but the good news is we are transitioning pretty fast here on Financial Survival. And I'm excited. I think 2018 is going to be a great year, not only for Financial Survival. It's going to be a great year for Discount Gold and Silver. I think it's going to be a great year for those who own gold and silver. It's going to be a great year for those who are going to buy gold and silver, and a great year for Discount Gold and Silver. So beginning next week, Dave Allen will be joining me as co-host on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Butch Paul will regularly co-host shows with me on Tuesday and Thursday. Wendy Wilson, she is returning to Wednesday. And James Corbett of the Corbett Report will be moved to Friday. And as always, we'll continue to do our very best in bringing you the most relevant, up-to-date news for gold and silver investors, the same way we always have, with truth and honesty. So on behalf of the entire Discount Gold and Silver Trading Team, I thank you for your ongoing support and leadership. Butch will be taking over, as I mentioned, the next two segments. Thank you, Butch. I'll be back Tuesday, January 2nd, on Financial Survival. Be happy. Have a great, happy new year to you and your families. Be safe. Thank you. Now I think we can head to break, Butch.
Okay. I'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on shortwave radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away, I don't know what to say or say it anyway.
All righty, this is Pastor Butch Paul trying to fill in for Melody for a little bit here. Listen, folks, I tell you, on this type of program, I'm kind of a rookie, so bear with me. Been on radio myself. This coming March, I'll make 25 years with our broadcast called The Decision. It airs 9 o'clock Eastern, 5 nights a week. But nonetheless, thank you for bearing with me, and I'll do my best to uphold Melody's standard here. Believe me, she got a big shoe to fill, so to speak. I've known Melody for a lot of years, and I've known her to be absolutely as a stellar person to work with that you can ever find anywhere on any issue. But when it comes to gold and metal, when it comes to gold and silver, precious metals, Melody Seastrom's prices will not be beat, and her honesty is above reproach. And I can say that with all truthful, folks. I'm a pastor, and I hear it now. I take that seriously. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to lie for money or anything else. I'm not going to do it. Melody Seastrom is the one you want to work with if you're sincerely looking for some way to protect your future for yourself and your children. Sometimes we got to think beyond ourselves. And how about our children's futures? How about leaving them something behind? Call her up, please, at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Or go to dgscoins.com and check out what she's talking about. You know, we were talking briefly about the temperatures and the cold weather, obviously, and Trump, of course, got hit inside the head, I guess. We're talking about global warming and kind of laughing at Al Gore and his bunch, and I have to laugh myself, to tell you the truth. We're going to have record lows from the Midwest right on across the East Coast. We'll have the lowest temperature here in West Virginia on New Year's Eve that we've had here in, I think, 40-some years. And heating oil prices are going to be going up through the roof in North Carolina. That's not used to this type of weather. Folks, prices go up, and if the oil situation doesn't improve, the oil price will keep going up, and you'll pay more at the pump and for heating oil. I don't know about you, but I live in this country. I don't know about you, but I am not independently wealthy. I'm like most people. I think I pay the bills. I'm blessed to have a roof over my head and clothes on my back and a place to sleep at night and a fantastic help meet along the way. I'm really blessed. But wealthy, I'm not. But I have learned from experience that if I hadn't listened to Melody Seastrom and others and did what you told me to do years ago, I'm 69 years old now. I still been working full-time just to pay that property. That's why gold and silver coins did for me when I listened and bought it, like it was expressed to me that I should. I didn't know, folks, it's stepping out on faith, so to speak. A lot of people said I was crazy. Gold and silver is going to come back down. It's never going to hold its value. Well, there's people now that laughed at me back then, and I'm dead serious. A couple of them work for us in the ministry. So we wished you would have listened back then. I'm telling them now to buy what they can as soon as they can because the prices are going to continue going up. Now, they may fluctuate, but they're going to continue going up on par. And that's, I'm trying to get people to listen still. It's not too late to get involved, folks. It really isn't. But another figure that I think should interest all of us, at least especially folks my age or those living we'll say they're retired from Social Security and live Social Security, maybe have a benefit, Social Security benefit. Right now, almost 62 million people are drawing Social Security benefits. Did you hear that? Almost 61,859,250 people are drawing Social Security benefits of some kind. Now let that sink in. Now, even with all the people who had jobs in November, that's about 154,000 had jobs in November. Now think about this. They're paying into it. That does not cover what it costs. And there is the trust fund put back at all. We're living off the younger generation paying into the FICA taxes. It's a tax, folks. It's always been a tax. Never has been a Social Security fund. It's always been a Ponzi scheme. And now we have fewer people paying into it than ever before, with more people drawing it. It can't go on forever. Why do you think they haven't given any pay increases or increased benefit on par with the inflation the last several years? Hasn't happened since I've been drawing it. Why do you think it is? It's not there. Now let that sink in a minute. And the confessed debt, the debt that they admit to owing, now it's much higher than this, but the debt that we are told that they actually owe, they admit to, is $20,492,892,482,282.58 is the as of Christmas this weekend, the past weekend. That was the confessed to debt by our government. Now, with 154 million people working full part time, the debt we owe as individuals right now on that debt that they confess to this debt, and folks, it's much higher counting all the benefits, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. It's not even counting this debt. This is not even counting the debts. Imagine this. But the confessed debt is that we owe personally, each one of us, that are working part-time or full-time, $133,142 to pay off the $20 trillion debt. Do you really believe that's realistic? Do you think that's sustainable? Do you think that can go on forever? Folks, the Ponzi scheme has got to play out sooner or later. It has to. It can't go on. A Ponzi scheme is built where the first end may prosper, but eventually the last ones through are going to be hurting. Bernie Madoff made that pretty clear with his Ponzi scheme. It's collapsed also. It is going to collapse. This concerns me too. It really does. As I said, I'm 69 years old. I mean, I really would have a hard time going back to work full time to count anything to pay the bills. I know a lot of people in the same shoes I'm in. So what are we going to do if it does drop? What if Social Security does come to an end? What are we going to do to take care of ourselves? And what if, being a Christian, I say the beast system comes in and says, if you don't do this, we're going to arrest you or whatever. What's going to be your choice? Interesting, isn't it? If you don't take care of your plans for the future now, I'm talking about you now, not your children, you right now. If you don't take care of yourself by having something substantial in your possession that's going to be worth something, no matter what happens to the dollar or credit or anything else, you have something worth of value. How are you going to keep food on the table and take care of your family, your wife? How are you going to do that? Your children? You tell me. And now, you may have heard this also. Iran's parliament just voted this past Wednesday to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine, according to the state-run media. And they voted to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. Now, folks, Trump just recognized Israel as the capital of Israel. Now, if you're reading the Bible, you'll find in the Bible, I believe it's in Zechariah, about chapter 12, I think it is. I believe in that area, that Jerusalem is going to be a trouble to the whole world. That's prophesied. So Trump is not the first president to say this, but he's the first one to do it. Over the last 30 years or so, presidents have said, well, this is the way it is, and the Jerusalem really is the capital of Israel. But they never made a proclamation, done anything about it. Trump did. Now, whether you agree or disagree on that issue, that's not the point. That is not the point. The point is, it's prophesied, it's going to happen. But what's going to happen when the Middle East finally explodes into total war and chaos? What would that mean for us when it comes to purchasing fuel for automobiles or heat for our homes or a lot of different things that pertain to those things? What's it going to mean for us? It's a powder keg right now waiting to blow, not to mention what could happen with North Korea. You know, China was caught supposedly giving oil to North Korea. As a matter of fact, the U.S. is supposedly commandeered or took in custody. South Koreans have taken into a custody a ship that they said was bringing oil into North Korea illegally. This is a powder keg in the Middle East, in the Far East. Financial situations are going to spring up because of this, believe me. I'm talking in a bubble here, but when I go to the filling station, fill the car up and put gas in my automobile, I don't care what kind of mileage you get on it. It's better to have maybe one that gets better mileage, but it hurts when the prices go up. When you only make so much at your job or your retirement, it hurts when prices go up. So let's not kid ourselves. This could happen any day. I have a local station where I live, a service station, who told me several years ago that if the dollar collapses, they'd be tickled pink to do business with me with silver and gold. I thought, wow. Yeah, because, see, even they recognize it's something tangible. They do. And they'll do business on par with the dollar. If silver goes to $20 an ounce, I'll get $20 worth of service for $1 or one ounce of silver. And if it goes $50, it'll be the same thing. They'll do business with silver and precious metals, just like they did with cash before. But if I don't have that and that paper is no good anymore, what will happen? This is something, folks, that you better face. It's already starting to happen in some places. People are actually living on the streets more now than ever before in history in this country. Cities are actually, in Charleston, West Virginia, is actually transporting homeless people back to where they come from. I expect cities are going to start trading homeless people back and forth pretty soon because the expense of housing them and putting them in prison and jail is too expensive. And I know for a fact, I've talked to people who have lost everything and living in cars. That breaks my heart. Would, if they had been able and had done it, if they had purchased some precious metals, could they have saved them from a world of misery? I think so. At least give them a little bit of a time period to regroup. I know. Now I'm telling you, I'm just going to share a story with you because I'm who I am. I'm just Butch Paul. I'm nobody special. I'm just a mere mortal living on the earth in a holler in West Virginia. But several years ago, I got looking at the whole house generators. Some of y'all probably know what I'm talking about. And I told my wife, Marcia Jean, I said, honey, when we get older one day, I'm going to get one of those. Because I don't want to go outside and try to crank on a gas generator that's hard to start, and I can't afford to put in enough solar panels to make this thing work. That's a fortune. And the windmill is out of the question also here, so I had a choice. A whole house generator that runs on propane. That's what I chose to do. I said, when I get older, I'm going to get one of those. And I got thinking this past summer, hey, you're getting older. You know what I did? I took a little bit of silver, a piece of gold, sold it back in to Melody, paid cash for a generator. Now, if the power goes off, we have electricity in our home. Now, if I hadn't have put that gold and silver back years ago, folks, I could never have afforded to do that. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? This is called being wise and trying to make decisions that will change, make your life for the better in the future. And I cannot stress to you enough how important it is, biblically even, to have some sound financial way to back what you're doing. And people say, well, they're going to cast gold and silver in the streets. Read the rest of that scripture, please. When the end times come, nothing's going to make any difference. But until then, you got to feed your family and take care of yourself. Now, as you all know, Trump came out against the so-called Dreamers, the act that Obama did, DACA Act, and he said he wanted to deport the Dreamers. That's children who are come here illegally and get to stay. Now, this is going to sound heartless, and I sure don't mean to sound heartless at all. If you think it is, I'm sorry, but I don't mean to be that way at all. Illegal is illegal. if I would take myself and my wife and my grandchildren, for example, and go down into Mexico and say, we're moving in here. We're going to come in and live off. You're going to live off. We're going to live off your system. We're going to live off your welfare system. We're going to let you take care of us. They would arrest me for that because it is illegal. Now, what part of illegal don't these liberal morons understand? Illegal is illegal. Child or adult is still illegal. And we cannot afford to support people that will not work for themselves. Now, I'm not saying all of them that way. Believe me, I know some hard-working people that come to this country that are good people, and they become citizens of this country, and they're very, very much productive citizens. But I'm talking about the ones who come here have no intention of working, have no intention to take care of themselves, that you and I who can barely pay our own bills, have to feed and house, they have free medical care, they have food stamps, they get a driver's license without an ID to get a driver's license, and they can even vote in some places now. Think about that. And Trump said he's not going to allow that any longer. He's softened some since then. But Trump was and is right. We don't need to have any more coming in. We can, folks. We don't even take care of our own homeless. We don't. Why do we bring in thousands, millions of people that don't even belong here legally, who never paid a dime into the system, who never paid a penny in taxes to this country, and we're going to take care of them and support them over our own people? Our own veterans are homeless right now who would love to have a home. I know some people want to be homeless and they like that way. That's their business. But a lot of them don't want to be homeless. They want to have a place of their own. Is it right that we support illegals for that reason? You tell me, folks. I mean, is it the right thing we should do? It costs us money we don't have as a nation and as individuals. Protect yourselves as best you can. Whatever the future holds. I don't care if you can only buy one silver dollar or a pack of 10 or a pack of 20. I don't care what you can do. I bought silver dollars over the years. I bought one at a time sometimes. I bought some at yard sales. I bought them where I could over the years to plan for a future 20 years later. No, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen with it. I just walked on faith because I was told what happened. I trusted people like Melanie. And I thank God I did every day. And my wife does also. And so do my sons, by the way. Are thankful that I paid attention. And the best I can tell you is, with all my heart, is prepared for what lies ahead. Folks, a nation that forgets God soon finds itself in a turmoil that is so bad that he'll even break the staff of bread, he'll even break the chain of ability to even feed yourselves. Without wisdom, folks, you may go hungry one day. Back after the break. Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Tell me again tonight. Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know, folks, it's hard to believe that this will be the last broadcast for this, for Melody's program for this year, and tonight be the last broadcast, my broadcast program for a year, for this year. And it's just hard to believe how quickly time goes by and how fast things can change. I mean, really, think about it. The Bible says life's a vapor, and it certainly is. It goes by so quickly. Decades go by before you think about it. Your children are up, grown up and going, and your grandpa or grandma. These things happen very quickly. Events can happen very quickly. Events that are totally out of our control can happen. I don't know about you, but I like to think that by wise planning, I've done something to prepare for things that do happen, like the whole house generator. And I have a wooden cold furnace that I will not get cold in my home. If everything is out, if I can't afford to buy propane, I'll still have heat. These are things I plan for, things that I think about, because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And you don't either. By the way, if you will call and talk to me, the phone lines are open. Todd will come on and tell us that you're out there. If you want to call, now, I'd love to hear from you. I truly would. My program is open every night for phone calls, and I'd love to hear from you. But it's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I would love to hear from you. I truly would. And by the way, tell me how I'm doing so far. This is a new format for me. Tell me how I'm doing. Now, another interesting fact you might want to know. Now, listen to this. The number of United States-born children who are given birthright citizenship, despite at least one of their parents being an illegal alien living in the country, now outnumbers 1 year of all American births. Did you hear that? A new Congressional Budget Office report reveals the booming number of U.S.-born children to illegal aliens who are given automatic citizenship forever, anchoring their families in the U.S. These children are commonly known as anchor babies, as they are able to eventually bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. through the process known as chain migration. Every two immigrants in the U.S. brings an estimated 7 foreign net relatives with him. Did you hear what I just said? Now, again, I'm not against immigration, for goodness sake. But I am against it being illegal and made too easy. I truly am. Especially if we got to pay for it. It'll bankrupt us. It already has. We are bankrupt already. It just sucks us more into the drain. Pulls in further all the time. Folks, this is serious. This is serious news. This is something that we shouldn't just shrug off and move on. This is serious. They can, just because they're born here, they become automatic citizens that can bring relatives over from any nation in the world. Think about that. Let that sink in a little bit. Does that concern you at all? Does it bother you that maybe you have to do with less? Your children have to do with less because they've taken from us to give to them. Does that bother you at all? Is it something that you think about at all? We just got a tax cut, supposedly. Now, folks, I'm holding my thoughts on that. I'm reserving my thoughts on that to see what happens in the future. I know a lot of businesses are going to say they're going to get bonuses and making businesses back from overseas. I'm all for that. All for that. I truly am. But in my lifetime of history and politicians, I learned not to trust many of them. Matter of fact, I don't trust any of them. Until they prove themselves, to be honest. And that hasn't happened to me many times over the years. Believe me, it hasn't. Truly, it hasn't. And I want... I'm naive in some ways, in a lot of ways, actually. I take people for face value until they prove me different. I like to think everyone's telling me the truth. Because I like to tell you the truth. like this too, but you can do the same thing. But I've learned over the years, sometimes some very hard lessons. That isn't always the case. So we'll see what happens with the tax cut. We'll find out in the very near future. But don't count on that to finance your home or your car or your child's education. Don't count on that. It's nowhere big enough to even think about doing that. It may be a little help. I had a dear friend of mine call me that day and said it would mean about $20 more a week in his paycheck. Well, that's okay. That's $1,000 a year. That helps. It really does. I mean, it's great. But what's going to be in the long run, I don't know. If you want to call and talk to me again, it's 844-769-2944. I want to finish the story I mentioned briefly yesterday when Melly's on with me. The banking systems, the banksters, I guess you'd call them, the World Bank, is going to come out with its own type of money. Now listen to this. Never underestimate the power of the global money cabal, which is most powerful and self-interested lobbying group in the world. They will not walk away from their monopoly, nor will they give up their prime directive to create a new economic order, a.k.a. technocracy. Independently controlled cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin may or may not survive in the long run, but blockchain technology is definitely here to stay. Now think about that. This technology has revolutionized how digital financial transactions are conducted, and it was only a matter of time before the big boys began to adopt it. Now, listen, just one point here, just one second here. Back in the 80s, really in the 80s, when they started with credit cards, really pushing credit cards. And people say, I'll never have a credit card. I'll do everything in cash. I don't want a credit card. And that may be good for them. I feel the same way still today. But which one of us does not have a credit card that we sometimes use for some reason or other? To book a plane or to buy some online we need? Or how many have not, or whatever you use it for? We got used to it, didn't we? We got used to the idea of credit cards and credit systems. Almost all business in this country today is done with credit cards and credit systems. Credit is what runs this nation. And credit is air, it's a bubble, and it's going to hurt when it busts. But now blockchain is the same thing. Saying, well, no, I won't do that. Well, yeah, eventually you will, or your bank will. Article going to say, I have previously written about how the Washington Post is hyping something called, known as FedCoin. You hear that? But FedCoin. But FedCoin does not yet exist. However, a digital currency that uses blockchain technology that is called Utility Settlement Coin is actually very real and is currently being jointly developed by four of the largest banking giants on the entire planet. Now, folks, you listen to what I'm saying? This is serious. I mean, this is could be become the world money system. The following was recently reported by Wolf Richer. UBS, BNY, Mellon, Deutsche Bank, Santander, and the market operator ICP and the startup Clearmatics formed an alliance in 2016 to explore the use of digital currency between financial institutions and central banks using blockchain. The ultimate goal of the project is to create a digital currency known as Utility Settlement Coin, which will facilitate payment and settlement for institutional financial markets. Now, folks, this is serious stuff. This is it leading up to a system that the world will link up to. I don't know if that's something you should be concerned about or not, but it bothers me a little bit, again, because of scriptural prophecy being filled in that. It's interesting to see that this has come together so quickly. And if we don't partake in that one day, if we decide we can't do that, it's something we can't do as a whatever reason we have in our heart and can't do it, it's going to collapse the economy. It's going to collapse what we call our financial system right now. If the dollar's no good any longer, what are you going to live on? Think about that, folks, please. It's very serious. And Melly Seastrom again, folks, is who I'd recommend. And her number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Now, if you're just listening to this program for the first time, and I know there's always new listeners out there, you don't know me from Adam. That's okay. I told you before, I'm just Pastor Butch Paul. I really am just a regular man. If you saw my home, you see I don't live in a mansion at all. But I live out in the woods by ourselves, my wife and I, and my dog, and a few cows. I've been blessed to own a few acres of woods and rocks and whatever. But I'm telling you the truth because that's who I want to be, a very truthful individual. You need to call her and talk to her. Ask questions about your futures, about your children's future. If you want to call and talk to me again, the number is 844-769-2944. Now, as you all know, Trump cut our budget to the UN $285 million. So that is great. I mean, I think myself the UN should just be disbanded and kicked out. That's quite honest with you. That's what I think. That's my opinion, and about $2 by a cup of coffee. But that, you know, that's, it's just something that I think that's, it's wasted trillions and trillions of dollars of our nation's money system for nothing. It hasn't stopped anything from happening at all that I can see. But I wonder, you know, the UN voted against Trump and his move of Jerusalem to Israel to be the capital, saying the move of Jerusalem, making Jerusalem Israel's capital. But everybody voted, I think only nine nations voted in favor of that. The rest voted against Trump. And Trump cut the budget to $285 million. I wonder if that was what we call that sweet revenge. Interesting, wouldn't you think? I mean, coincidental, perhaps. But he warned them that he'd be watching the vote. Did y'all know that? He told them, I'll be watching how you vote. So maybe this was a little squeeze, if you will, because they voted against him on this move of Jerusalem. This move to Jerusalem, capital of Israel. And again, folks, that is prophesied, and as a Christian, I got to tell you that. I cannot deny who I am. I am a preacher and a pastor, first of all. It's fulfilling Scripture. It really is. And it's going to lead to problems because the Bible says it's going to lead to problems. Whether you agree with it or not, makes no difference. It's going to lead to chaos eventually. It truly is. Now, Ron Paul made a statement about finances. I think it'd be interesting to see. Now, you all know who former Congressman Ron Paul is, I'm sure. Many Americans have been shocked by recent revelations of the extent, now this is Ron Paul speaking, of the extent of sexual harassment in Congress. However, no one should be too surprised that those who spend their lives defending and expanding the welfare or warfare state engage in immoral personal conduct. Let me repeat that. No one should be surprised that those who spend their lives defending and expanding the welfare warfare state engage in immoral conduct. It is only natural that an immoral system like the welfare warfare state tends to attract individuals likely to practice personal immorality. Now, folks, let that sink in what he said. He said, it shouldn't surprise us that our so-called leaders who promote the warfare welfare state for their own benefit and their own control and own power would practice immorality. And that would cause the people who receive these benefits to do the same thing. To practice personal immorality. Folks, it has caused millions of illegitimate births because mamas get money for the babies. I'm telling you the truth, and you know I am. It's caused people that are to be irresponsible with everything, even their own health, or they're not wanting to go to work because why should they? They get it for free. That does, again, cost us money. The welfare warfare state is built on the foundation of taxation and fiat currency controlled by a secretive central bank. Did you hear what Ron Paul said? This is built on a foundation of taxation and fiat currency. Ron Paul sees this happening. Well, some type of taxation may be necessary to fund the few illegitimate functions of government. Taking people's money to fund the redistributive welfare state at home and a global empire abroad is nothing more than theft. The Federal Reserve's erosion, the purchasing power, is also a form of theft. He said it all right there. He made a very good point. Ron Paul, in some areas I don't agree with, but in this area he's right on the money. He said that the fiat currency and the central banks and the Federal Reserve are working together really to bankrupt the nation. We have a welfare state. We have a global empire. Now, we're no longer a republic and an independent, a sovereign nation. That's absurd. We now are a global empire, and we got to be financed. They finance it through fiat currencies and printing presses, which makes sure what you call your dollar worth less every day. Again, another reason to call Melody. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know how I can express this any clearer than that. The fiat currency, folks, is worth less every day. If your money's in the income and savings account, you are losing value. It pays barely no interest, and the inflation rate eats it up at least 10 times the rate it's getting paid in. But again, precious metals not that way. Yeah, I'm telling you that because I care. I'm a preacher, and I'm telling you the truth. It doesn't work that way. Melody Seastrom will help you take care of this if you'll call her. Again, you can call her at 800-375-4188. Her website is DGS. That's Discount Gold Silver. DGScoins.com. I can't believe nobody called and said anything to me this hour. Kind of hoping you would. I know I talk funny, and I know I'm a hick, and I can't help it. That's just the way I was born and reared here in the hills of West Virginia. And that's where I come from, and that's who I am. So don't expect anything highly intelligent out of this mouth. Maybe a little bit of common sense, I pray. And I would think that anyone can see that when you give people something for nothing, you destroy their character. You destroy their moral fiber. You make them almost useless to society. Now, I'm not talking about those who earned it or those who sincerely are not able to do anything to take care of themselves. I'm talking about those who will not work. That's what I'm talking about. Well, folks, I'm done for this year on this broadcast. Melody, back with you Monday. I'll be back with you next Tuesday. No, Monday she'll be off, by the way. It's New Year's Day. I'm back with you next Tuesday with Melody on the air, and then hopefully on Thursday after that. We'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful New Year. May our Father bless you with wisdom and goodness. See you there. Bye-bye.